Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Navisha Darad. Today's Thursday, 21st of December, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open lower on December 21 as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a negative start for the broader index with a loss of 78 points. In the previous trading session, the market went from new highs to a steep fall in late hours as the benchmarks wiped out the morning gains to close near the day's low amid widespread selling. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to see an immediate resistance at 21,470 levels with a support placed at 21,084 levels. Some of the top stocks that might see action in today's trade are Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders. The company has signed a contract worth 1,615 crore rupees with the Ministry of Defence for the construction and delivery of 6th next generation offshore patrol vessels for the Indian Coast Guard. Secondly, Cochin Shipyard. As the company received order from the Defence Ministry to repair and maintain equipment and systems on board the Navy vessel. Thirdly, Ultratech Cement. As the company will buy a stake in the renewable energy company CleanMax Terra. And lastly, Adani Green Energy, as the company will consider a proposal to raise funds via multiple instruments on December 26. Coming to primary markets, Innova Captav's IPO will open for subscription today. The price band was fixed at 426-448 rupees. The company has raised 76 crore rupees from anchor investors. We also have a new listing today. The cryogenic tanks manufacturing company Inox India is set to debut bosses. Analysts expect the listing premium in the range of 75-80% over the issue price. Now let's take a look at how the global markets have fared. All major averages in the US markets ended lower overnight as investors booked profits after recent gains. Dow Jones, S&P 500 and tech-heavy Nasdaq composite indices slipped over 1% each. Tracking these Wall Street trends, Asia-Pacific markets also fell this morning. In Australia, the S&P 200 index was down 0.5%, while Japan's Nikkei 225 plunged about 1%, and South Korea's Kospi also dropped 0.3%. Coming to commodities market, oil prices were largely flat as traders weighed record US production against threats to shipping in the Red Sea from militants. While Brent crude hovered around $79 per barrel, WTI crude stood at $73 per barrel. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Anuj Gupta, Head Commodity and Currency at HDFC Securities, sharing currency and commodity outlook for 2024. Let's listen in.
If we talk about the outlook of rupee for year 2024, we are expecting that rupee may trade between 81 to 85 level. Even we have seen in last few days dollar index is correcting and it is trading at 4-month low level. And in last 2 days we have seen that rupee is trading at 3-month high level. So the dollar index will be in on radar for year 2024. As FOMC said that they will cut interest rate in 2024, so that will be impact the dollar index, and dollar index will impact on rupee. So for the year 2024, we are little bit optimistic for rupee as crude oil prices are on a lower side, so this will be positive for Indian rupee, and even agriculture commodity price are cooling off, so this will also provide support to the Indian rupee. Even we can see our lower current account deficit, so this will due to the less import of crude oil and also less import of edible oils. So and even political stability in India will be again a positive point for the Indian rupee. So if we talk about the overall perspective, we can say that rupee will be in range of 81 to 85. We are not expecting so much depreciation in rupee. We are expecting towards accretion side, and we can say that the year 2024 will be a positive for the rupee side. So we are our view on rupee is little bit on optimistic side, and we are expecting that rupee may appreciate against the dollar in year 2024. Now, if we talk about the gold side, as gold is a, the very good product, investment product for the investor in India, and year 2023 was the year where we have seen a huge run up in gold and bullion prices, and as well as in the Nifty prices. In this year, we have seen the gold tested the high of 64,000 levels, and international market it tested the high of $2,146 per ounce. So this will also looking a positive, and we are expecting that gold may trade on a positive side. The following reasons are, we can say that the central banks buying, because China has bought almost 200 tons of gold in year 2023, and even many central banks have added gold in their portfolio. Apart from that, the lower dollar index, this will provide support or safe haven demand to the gold prices. Apart from that, we can say that the demand, investment demand of the gold towards the ETF, this will also provide support to the gold prices. So in a nutshell, we can say that gold will be on a positive range. So we are expecting gold may trade between $1925 per ounce to $2181 per ounce. On an MCX, we are expecting gold may test 65,000 to 67,000 in year 2024. So overall trend for the gold is positive. So we are recommending any correction, any dip would be the buying opportunity for the traders. Fundamental factor are positive, and even the currency segment, the dollar index, bond yield are also expecting to correct. So this will provide safe haven demand to the gold prices. So our view on gold is very optimistic. So we are recommending buy in gold and a bullion for year 2024.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day. And we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.